Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Good morning. My name's Susan Mossman, and as well as being a part-time lecturer on the university's museum science degree, I'm also curator of a new exhibition opening at the Bidmouth Museum called Plasticity. This traces the history of plastics and ways they are being developed and used today. The first type of plastic was originally developed in response to a call from the makers of sports equipment. Animal-derived materials were becoming extremely expensive, so manufacturers launched a competition to find an alternative to ivory for making pool and billiard balls. Although various forms of plastic were developed, none of them were good enough to win the competition. But the inventors knew they were onto a good thing and started researching a variety of different substances, partly based on organic material, what we call semi-synthetics. One of the early semi-synthetic materials produced was the first commercially produced celluloid, or plastic film, which was made by dissolving cotton in a strong acid, such as nitric acid. Unfortunately, this had a tendency to explode, so technicians had to be very careful with it. They also experimented with making plastics out of products derived from milk, but this didn't really work, and efforts were therefore concentrated on other organic material. One of the first uses of plastic was in the production of artificial fabric, and the earliest successful one was a substitute for silk. This was obviously a very expensive fiber, so artificial alternatives were thought to be worth investing in. The next significant breakthrough came in 1907 with the invention of Bakelite. This was the first entirely synthetic plastic made in a laboratory. It was invented by Hendrik Bakeland, a chemist who had made a fortune from producing paper used in photographic processes. Bakelite is a pretty unusual type of plastic because it actually gets hard when it's heated, whereas most other plastic becomes more malleable when hot. That is, they become more plastic, which is, of course, where the name for the category of materials comes from. So, strictly speaking, Bakelite isn't a plastic at all. But now let's look at the exhibition itself. In it, we show a variety of semi-synthetic and totally synthetic plastics, some of them dating back 100 years. Some of the older plastics on display are unstable. This means that when they are in the process of degrading, they may produce gases which are acidic and which can cause neighboring objects in the display to disintegrate. We had to be very careful with these displays because there is one thing which causes plastic objects to degrade or break down, and that is light. So we've had to think of ways to get around this problem when setting up the objects on display. We have about 850 objects in the exhibition. One of our most interesting is a magnificent chandelier, a lamp designed to hang in the center of the ceiling of a big hall. It's only when you look carefully that you can see this is a wonderful example of recycling. It's made entirely of pens, ones which we use and throw away every day. A second exhibit, which is drawing a lot of attention, is a car made entirely from plastic, which is now in small-scale production in Japan.